This episode of the Meme Factory podcast is sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin-only daily show. Check them out at youtube.com/simplybitcoin. And we are sponsored by CryptoCloaks. CryptoCloaks strives for quality products and innovative solutions for your Bitcoin signing devices and Bitcoin nodes. Check out the Yellow Edition MK4 cold card case at CryptoCloaks.com. Enjoy the show.
Are we live?
Oh, shit, we're live. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome in. You made it to another episode of the Meme Factory podcast. This is stream test numero 117, which is Spanish for number 117. This evening, we are joined by Tatum Turnip. Tatum, say hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you bringing me on.
My absolute pleasure. I don't know about the rest of these guys, especially Yellow, but I'm happy to have you here.
Wow, wow, wow.
Look well.
Look what we have here.
Before you lay into him, Yellow, we've got to make some money. So we sent him the ad copy. Tatum, at your convenience, rip through it, and then we'll get on with the rest of this.
Hello, distinguished mustache aficionados. I'm Tatum Turnip. Greg, I've told you there's a space between Turnip. And today I bring you a revolution in facial hair maintenance from the innovators at Suscorp, the mustache protector. A semi-mask in the shape of yellow, designed to comfortably protect the size and shape of your mustache. This little wonder, my friends, is the ultimate guardian of your lip sweater. It's the only product trusted by mustaches worldwide, from the pencil thin to the walrus. It's simple to use. Just wrap its tiny arms around your face. Place the 4-inch tzatziki flavored comfort protuberance in your mouth to secure it and trim away without fear. We've even made the application foolproof. The little malacca, when positioned correctly, will lock eyes and make eye contact with you. Now you can prune your beard, shave your goatee, or even sculpt your sideburns without risking the integrity of your mustache. It's snug, it's secure, it's slightly ridiculous, but it works. And if you order now, we'll include a complimentary mustache comb made from the finest plastic we could find. Don't leave your mustache at the mercy of rogue trimmers. Protect it with the dignity it deserves. Get your mustache protector today. Mustache Protector by Suscorp, because your mustache is worth it. Order now.
Hey.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Is that the first time you'd ever said the word protuberance?
Welcome in, Sean.
What up?
All right, so.
And on the commute.
Tato, I appreciate you ripping through that ad read. Now, we don't have Beck in the sandwiches currently, but we are expecting a possible late arrival, so we will table that for later. In the meantime.
Is Tatum not wearing a shirt right now, by the way?
I mean, it's a jacket.
No. I think last time I came on, I didn't have a shirt. It was just the vest. Yeah.
He's wearing a jacket, yeah.
You've been hanging out with Vallis, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been hanging out with John Vallis.
That's got to be it.
You know.
So, Tatum, I missed a bit of the pre-show, and I caught the end of something about a teddy bear in a trunk, and I was hoping you could regale me with the tale of your law enforcement.
Yes. So moved to Denver a couple months ago, and me and my car have not had the best of luck. Like literally 2 weeks before I moved, I went to the bar with some friends. I was sober and drove, and I was hanging out late because I know the guy who runs it. We were just hanging out, whatever. I was leaving. Last car in the parking lot, and when I walked up to it, the whole front was just like, and it turns out some dude just like went on a rampage leaving the bar and hit like 5 cars, my car being one of them. And so ended up not even being able to get the police report for that. I had to pull a Karen and call the mayor because I knew him. I was like, hey, man. But like, it was a last resort thing. That's not my frontline defense. I'm not a dick. But after like 3 months of being in Denver carless, I finally got it. and then 3 weeks later got stolen. I went on a trip and came back, and like the day before I came back, I was like, something in my gut, I was like, oh my God, I just got started worrying about my car. Like, what if someone broke into it or something? I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do now. Just got to wait and see. And usually that's, you know, just something in the back of your head that's not actually going to happen, but it did. And so I reported it, yada, yada. About 3 days later, I got a call that said that they found it. I was like, let's go. And when apparently what happened was that they found it and someone was in it. I don't know if they were sleeping, if they pulled them over or dead. But they were like, hey, we got it. We just need all this information, yada, yada. Went to the impound, looked at it. They wouldn't let me take it because they took the plates off. And so we got it towed. And when they opened the trunk, there was a giant teddy bear in it, which was not mine. And I was like, what the hell?
Score.
And so they were like, all right, we're going to have a biohazard team because it is a biohazard. And I was like, what? That's crazy. And I did go inside and I opened the console and I smelled something I've never smelled before. Did not.
Why did they just tell you it was a biohazard?
I don't know. I think that they said something about they saw powder or something on the seats. And they were like,
they looked at your mustache and was like, yeah, we got to get this inspected.
Yeah. Okay.
I know.
Officer, I swear it's not mine.
The biohazard came back and said that the teddy bear was filled with fentanyl. So they totaled the car. And
no.
How big of a teddy bear are we talking?
Wow.
I'm talking like this was like just shy of me. Like this was a fat like one of those that you get at a carnival that it's like, oh my God, it's such a big teddy bear. No one would ever like buy this and actually, you know, for a regular ass reason. No, they would buy it to put fentanyl in it.
So we're talking fentanyl to kill a herd of elephants here.
Oh, yes. Many, many herds of elephants. So
that's just a regular Tuesday for me back in the day, but go on.
So what?
Scary? Were you there? Were you there when they opened the trunk? Because I had my car stolen from me, and when I had to open the trunk, I was so scared that there was gonna be a dead body inside the trunk. Like I was very scared. I was like, "There's gonna be something. There's gonna be an animal in here. There's gonna be a dead body." I just did not know what was gonna happen.
So the dead body didn't cross my mind, but now that is in the back of my head. Anytime,
should we like do something about the body? No, leave it here in the sun for a few hours. We're gonna call the guy that owns the car and traumatize
him. Oh, by the way, I see you notice now, but there's a body in there. Sorry, should have told you that earlier. I was like, what the hell is gonna be in there? Because I also knew that the main thing I was worried about was I knew that I had my CRT monitor in there, which that was still there, and I also knew that I had a couple of ASICs in there. Which I do not know still if they were there or not, because the teddy bear, I could see the CRT monitor, but I couldn't see anything behind the bear.
But you don't want to touch anything in there at that point.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not digging around in there. I still didn't.
CRT monitor, what is that? Is that like critical race theory or what is that?
Like the.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ashamed when you watch it.
The glass dome ones, critical race. That's funny. But I didn't get that back because there was going to be, you know, traces of fentanyl and something like that. But, I lost Jeez. Everything in it. There was, I did see like right whenever I looked in there, I saw immediately I had a bunch of my Bitcoin trading cards in there. I forgot, but I saw the Pacific Bitcoin van one. And I was like, holy fuck. And they were like, you cannot take anything. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to like look in here. I just like grabbed it. So I did save that card, but it probably has fentanyl on it. So
nice. Souvenir.
That's a collective edition.
Yeah. So wait, it's now even rare than it was. It's the Tatum Turnup Fentanyl exclusive Pacific Bitcoin card.
Fentanyl exclusive sounds like a winner.
It does.
I'm gonna pitch that to Aladdin and see if I can put it on scarcity or something.
Have a picture of me up there, my nose all powdered up.
You moved to a new city, and then you've been without a car for 3 months, and now you're also still without a car. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Nice. So you're looking for some Bitcoiner in Denver to hook you up with a new vehicle, hopefully.
Yeah, preferably for like cheap. That'd be great. Hit me up if you are in Denver and have a car that you would like me to take.
Now, I did hear this part of the conversation. Yellow suggested, suggested that you do the between two ASICs interviews inside of the back of a van.
Yes.
And I thought that was genius.
I'm going to be looking for vans now, because even if I just do that for like a bit, like at a conference or something, that's one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard. So between two ASICs on the road, coming to you soon.
Hey, Tatum, Edgar in the chat wants to know, did they steal your Bedford merch?
No. Shout out to him. He always tells me the game times, and always tells me the times in, well, it was Central Time, but now he needs to tell me in Mountain Time, but I can just subtract an hour.
Thank God.
Look at you. Math and shit.
Wait, what?
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 They don't do math where he's from.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
No. So did you change your name to a Japanese version yet or no?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Nice. And Carl, my producer. Carl, my producer, is like lived in Japan for a while, and he was like trying to figure out what any of it meant. He's like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. And then he realized that it was Tatum Turnup. And so that was kind of funny.
We're using Japanese characters to essentially make American or Arabic letters.
Yeah.
It's a shit show.
It's pretty stupid, but I mean, it's about par for the course at this point.
All right, so for anybody who's not up to date yet, today there was a post on Twitter, somebody saying that some variant of Japanese, or two variants of Japanese, when you take the phenomes for Satoshi Nakamoto and break them up, the Japanese characters across the board look like they spell Halfini, and we kind of took that and ran with it today. So now everybody's got Japanese names, and if you want one, reach out to Chairforce.
Chairforce is like, goddamn.
Yeah, you can also get someone else to do it. I didn't, and it was extremely difficult, but that's on me.
You could also do it yourself and spend a bunch of time doing it. Proof of work, though. Good work, Tatum.
Thank you.
I've got a question for Tatum. Tatum, I recently watched the Simply Bitcoin IRL with you and Nico, and the other day you told him that you said that you would need a significantly higher price before you would ever consider selling your coins. My question is, why are you gay?
Solid.
Oh, wait, no, that was for Lawrence Lepard. I'm sorry. I've got my notes mixed up here. Never mind. Fine. Anyways.
I was about to say, I don't even remember even doing a Simply IRL, but damn, that kind of hurts a little bit too. Shit.
Don't worry, that's for next week. I'm sorry.
All right, so fill me in. What's this? What's the current beef between you and Yellow? Why is he telling me that you shaved your mustache by accident? It doesn't look accidentally shaved.
It's just the lighting is. Me and Yellow are cool. We're cool now.
Yeah, we're okay. Yep. Everything's cool. We established. Stop laughing, bro. We established that accidents can happen, may happen. Like, it's like a thing. It's part of our world. Like, the bottle you're drinking now, like, sleep. And, like, you kind of make a mess with your keyboard, Craig. Like, accidents happen.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
How do you get that new SusCorp mustache protector?
Threat. It's not a threat. Like, accident.
It's a promise.
Yeah, Mel was in the space where we squashed our beef and asked me to Ben Franklin my hair or something like that. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, she wanted me, I think, shave like the top or whatever. And then she messaged me and was like, I'm Ben Franklining the F out of your hair after something or another. I was like, is that a threat? And she said, no, it's a promise. So now apparently I'm beefing with Mel.
I think that's like the Philadelphia version of a rusty trombone. I don't think you're beefing. I think she's flirting.
I can see that. Y'all make a good couple.
Man. What have I gotten into?
Tatum, here's the real question. Why is your belly on the profile picture 15 times larger than in real life?
So I actually checked. I actually checked before stream. Like, I saw the thumbnail. I was like, holy shit. And I checked, and I'm the exact same weight as I was the last time when I was just, like, shredded, sitting in basic, like, looking off into the distance.
It's damn. Weird. AI is so weird.
AI.
Yeah, AI.
Gray guy.
Wait, what was... Oh, wait, you just sent me the prompt. Extremely morbidly, like, absolutely fat as fuck, morbidly obese guy with a bulletproof... What the
word I used was chubby, okay? I said chubby was what...
I'm reading morbidly fucking obese.
What he's not telling you is he gave AI a picture of himself as, a, like, a reference, Tatum, so don't feel
oh, okay, gotcha. It's like an image-to-image type deal, yeah, I got you.
All right. Speaking of massive weight gain, what? Other Barry says he's mad at you because you're not doing your push-ups. You quit after 2 days. Do you have a message for Other Barry?
Other Barry, I am doing my push-ups. I just do not report them. Gangsters move in silence.
Same.
Like lasagna or something? Wait, I mix up.
Real G's move in silence.
Real G's move in silence, like this.
No, yeah, I was mixing up with Meek Mill. Gangsters move in silence, and I don't talk a lot. Yeah, there we go.
Can we unpack that? Why do gangsters move in silence like lasagna?
Because no, I have ADD, and I cannot ever remember to even get on Telegram.
It's supposed to be like the G in lasagna.
I also just like lasagna.
Did someone say lasagna?
What? Who just said, I don't know what just happened. Who said what?
Yellow said something. I don't know. I couldn't catch it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I had nothing.
Okay.
Tatum, what? All right, this is a two-part question. Number one, how come you're not wearing a bulletproof vest right now? So, and part two... Okay, actually, part one. Yeah, answer part one, please, then I'll ask part two.
So, I don't really have an answer, honestly. I was just trying to go with the new look, see how it worked out. Undoubtedly, it's a little difficult to change brand, so maybe I might...
You're going for the Bane. Bane sweater look right now.
I literally, one night, I was like, I don't know why, but I really want a Bane coat. And so I looked one up and impulsively bought this. Bane was the inspiration. So I might pair the coat with the vest. We'll see how that goes.
You keep doing those push-ups.
Look, okay. I swear to God, by the time, I won't say having party because that's a little too soon, but come Bitcoin Nashville, I'm going to weigh the exact same, but I'm going to look a hell of a lot different. And every woman is going to be standing in line to kiss me.
Sean, I know I'm jumping the gun here, but Other Barry posted a challenge in the chat. He says, do 20 push-ups right now.
20 push-ups right now?
Right now. I mean, you're the one claiming you're going to have a totally different look soon. Let's see. Let's bang them out.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that right now. That my laptop is on two storage bins right now. I live in a 450 square foot studio apartment.
He's in a storage facility right now.
Yeah. sounds like Tatum's got a lot of excuses. That's what I hear. Yeah. I hear a lot of excuses.
I will after the stream, I will post a video for Barry.
Right. Or you can just do your best Bane impression and tell Barry why you're not going to do it.
That's actually a great idea.
Oh, yeah, Miss Barry. You think I'm going to do your push-up? Well.
You think you're in charge?
You think you're in charge of the push-ups?
Barry, you underestimate what I can do. I've been doing push-ups in the darkness. Okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And part two of my question is, how does it feel to have Lynn Alden mention you specifically on a podcast?
Yeah, that was weird. I'm gonna be completely honest. I was listening to it and I was like, did they both just like name drop me casually and just like move on? It wasn't even like I was a subject matter. They were just like, oh, Tatum wears a vest. It was like, oh yeah, Tatum. Like, excuse me? That was pretty cool. Won't lie.
Awesome. Right,
man. Speaking of the vest, speaking of the Asics, where's the content, man? I miss it.
Yeah. We are, Jesus Christ, it's February 15th. All right. Well, we're behind schedule now.
You just realized?
I mean, I knew, but not this far. That's on me. But we do have stuff in the pipeline for 2024. We're about to start being a lot more consistent. I had some rocky events happen, obviously, the fucking car.
In the Rockies?
Rocky Mountain. Okay, that was. I have a whole backlog of stuff that I am going to post every episode that I filmed except for one. I'll talk about that one day. Might put it behind a paywall. I'm doing a lot more between two nodes also, which let me clarify also, because I definitely didn't do a great job whenever I launched between two nodes. I'm still doing Between Two ASICs, which is the short form, real life, Zach Galifianakis knockoff. But I'm also doing Between Two Nodes, which is often virtual, more serious, long form. That is a podcast. If you're caught up on the lore, Between Two ASICs is not a podcast, but Between Two Nodes is technically a podcast. But I have three episodes of that right now. Recorded another one last week with Adam O. I'm going to hopefully release that next week. I honestly might be able to get it out this weekend. Who knows? But a lot more of that coming as well.
You know, in that vein, what are some of the challenges you face? You would see creators face generally putting out good and consistent content.
For me, it's I'm still at the point where I have a full-time job, and also this is like my side hustle passion project.
You look like a janitor. Are you a janitor?
Yes, actually. Can you not dox me anymore?
Sorry.
Another thing also is like the motivation behind it. Like, I love doing it. I love like making people smile and being stupid for other people's entertainment. But sometimes it's like there's a lot that goes into filming and also editing. Like, once you film, the biggest hurdle for me is to actually sit down and start editing. And then when you do start editing, that process can take, like, me and Carl bouncing everything back and forth could take close to a week. And not monetizing is it's kind of like, damn, why am I doing this? But I realize it's just a grind and I need to just buck up and do it. And now that I actually finally have like my whole computer set up and everything, that also took a while to get into Denver.
Whoa, let's back up a second. You said you have your whole computer set up. You were just complaining that your whole setup is on like two milk crates.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he was just saying how he loves to make people laugh. And then he's like, but if I'm not going to monetize it, like,
no, it's, oh my God.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to turn around. I knew it.
Take a seat.
Yeah, do you really have the love for it?
Yeah,
I do, but I also go insane every time I open up Premiere.
Is that mustache even real?
Yes. Adobe Premiere is so tough and annoying.
What if I just ripped off my mustache right here and it was fake the whole time? Just the greatest Tatum, fake mustache of all time.
Tatum, he's got PTSD. I don't know if you know this, but we were faked out for nearly a whole episode by Anil. At Anil said so. When he CGI'd a mustache on himself during the show. And it just like it kept popping in and out. And
yelling, oh, I remember this. I remember this. Like, hey, started flickering. That was hilarious. That was awesome. I remember that. I died out laughing.
Neil played it too. Very good also, but like he was like, what? What? I don't have nothing.
How long did that go on for before anyone realized it?
It's a good 20-30 minutes.
That's awesome. But no, I am going to start getting more consistent with the content and everything. Like it is something that I've thought about. Like, am I just waiting to get monetized, or do I want to like actually do this? And I do want to do it, but the work that I have to put into it on top of like everything else is just redonkulous. Like there's a lot that goes into editing, and like I could hire an editor, but then I have to pay them. I don't want to do that. So me and Carl just do it. And I owe Carl a lot of money. So I'm going to pay you soon, Carl. Promise.
You owe Carl a lot of money and then he does the editing for you.
Oh, well, no, we do it.
Good thing Carl knows you just got a fat check for that insurance on that car.
Light
that's
oversight.
Why you don't stare at staff, bro.
Yeah, no, me and Carl are about 50-50. Like, I legitimately could not do the show without him. He's the one that, like, the first episode, I literally just, like, filmed and then cut it up to make the comedic timing feel right. And I was like, something's missing. And he was the one that added, like, that scroller that's like, man, this is really boring. This would be a great spot for a sponsor. I don't have a sponsor. Use my fold referral link. Then like the confetti and stuff. He literally just like, I sent it to him and a couple of other people unlisted to kind of get some feedback. And he was like, screw this, I'm downloading it. And then like, I think he like screen recorded it and then edited on top of it. And I was like, all right, you want to work for me for free? And he was like, yes. So.
That's not working. That's called being partners.
Hold on.
Wait.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit, buddy.
I mean, you were the one that said it was kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
Would you like a shovel? Just to help you dig that hole a little further. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where I thought it was going. I just, yeah, no, I'll do it myself.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So what else are you doing lately? Like around Bitcoin, are you going big? Are you like expanding the mining thing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to do more long form like written content as well. Like I have a couple of projects I'm working on, which sucks because every time I think of one, I like put the one that I'm working on to the side, and I still have yet to fully complete one of them. I'm up to like four right now, I think, three or four. But on one project I'm working on is talking about ASIC valuation against efficiency, revenue, and also capital allocation. And then I'm also working on a project where this was like a stupid little project that me and my friend accidentally figured out, but we're doing controlled substances. I'm just kidding. We're doing controlled experiments with different rated thermal paste on hashboards to see what we can do with the efficiency on that, if it's nominal or just, you know, nothing. And then I'm also writing an essay called Bitcoin as a Perpetual Motion Machine. I was supposed to have that out by Halving, but that's not happening. That was way bigger beast than I thought it was. And every time I sit down to work on it, it's like I make progress, but I also move my own finish line like way further down the line, which is not an awful thing, But it is like a damn, am I ever going to finish this? But yeah, that's some things I'm working on.
Thermal paste on the mustache, yellow. Write that down.
Yep.
Go ahead. Some thermal paste stains on these shorts, actually, because that shit does not come out. Oh, maybe it's not these shorts, but
no.
Are you like a in the center, like a dot thermal paste guy, or like do you do a cross? What do you do?
I cover the entire chip, like with a nice thick coating. Sometimes double coat it. It gets a little messy, but you know, hey, that's the price of thermal paste. I'm just kidding.
That hurt to listen to.
That hurts to hear. But no, I'm a little dot in the center guy. Also, with ASIC chips, you can't really do much more. It's just like the smallest dot you can.
Yep. Nice.
All right.
Yeah. So when you're driving, son, like yeah, it would be great if like you look like on the front of the car, and not like people like driving right next to you. What you were doing right there?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he was driving and he was looking right at his right, like, "Ooh, what is that? Like a bird? Look at the front, man."
We need a GeoGuessr guy in here.
Yellow's a backseat driver.
We need a GeoGuessr guy in here.
Dude, can we get Rainbolt here? Dude, that'd be a legendary. Just like, hey, where am I? And that's all you get right there. And you just
he'd fucking do
my
it.
Apartment.
Yeah. Found you. Google Maps.
That guy's insane.
It's impressive.
Insane levels of autism right there. At like peak performance.
It's a life hack.
Yeah.
That's getting the tism.
Okay, where am I?
In the car.
That's easy. That's
looks like
that's
Mississippi.
Yeah, it really does look like just somewhere in the south.
Yeah.
You literally just covered the entirety of the Mississippi Delta right there.
I'm out.
Not still, quite, because
Mississippi
doesn't photograph. What?
He's in Greenbow, Alabama.
Bro just died on stream.
He's got to be in Mississippi or something with that kind of coverage.
Yeah. All right.
Do my Mississippi puns.
Oh, did that?
Oh, wait, I forgot that had chat pulled up.
Yeah, don't hate on Mississippi.
Wait, I just opened up chat to see someone say, stop doing fentanyl and you'll get chat done. All right, I will.
And we got
supplies.
They took it, so I can't do it anymore.
I seem to remember you had a card out of that trunk, and that might be contaminated.
Yes.
Yep.
And with that, I think it's time to ask Pedro what he thinks about all this. Pedro, what's your opinion on this? Pedro. Okay. Doesn't want to talk. Okay. That's rude.
Did you say something mean to him earlier?
I don't know, but he does that lately, like in the streams. I don't know. I'm asking questions and he doesn't answer.
I think it's just because Tatum's here this time. I think he said that. I think he said he's just going to do a protest of silence.
I don't
blame him. Yeah, how rude. On mute.
That makes sense.
In solidarity, Yellow.
That makes sense.
Or maybe he's just sad about Sweet Toshi.
Aren't we all?
Hmm.
He's in solitary with Sweet Toshi.
Tatum the Thunder Down Under. I don't know if I like that or not.
Why, you think he references a fart or something?
No, I don't know. It just feels weird.
So did anyone heard about what happened in the court case of Fektosi with a Lego thing?
Go for it.
Please.
Really? You didn't? So the guy calls like a witness that he used to work for him like back in 2007. Or eight, and they were asking them witness like, how do you know that, like, what's your proof that he is like Satoshi? And the guy said like, I remember back then entering like an office with him, and there is like a Lego set set right in the table. What kind of Lego set? He's asked, and he's like, it was like a Batman and a Joker Lego set, and. And that's how he like mentioned like the word blockchain, because like out of the blocks of the Lego, he recreated like something out of, I don't know. But like it's so surreal to me that like we're still like paying attention to the fucking fraud, and words about like I can't even meme this. You know, it's like there has to be some kind of like at least seriousness. So I can take in Alex Never and meme it, you know? Like, I have to be the over-the-top one, you know? Like, if it's already over-the-top, like, it's like a fucking Batman and Joker talk about Legos on the court. Like, well, how do I meme that? I can't overdo it.
Yes. Yeah,
anyway, that happened.
Can someone make a Lego mempool? I think that'd be funny.
That would be cool.
Actual blockchain.
I tried memeing it, but like it wasn't good.
It's so like you try to meme that, and it's like this doesn't even sound funny. It's so stupid. Like, why are we doing this at this point?
Yes. So I'm curious. Since we brought up Pictoshi, I want to know what your approach is to negative criticism.
I usually just, if someone tweets at me, I just respond, I'm like, damn.
That's it? You don't ever play with them, or you don't ever fight with them? You just gotta say damn and you walk away?
No. I got a comment on one of my videos, and I can't remember which one it was, but, someone, they said, something like, I can't even pretend that this guy's funny, like they need a new front man or something like that, and I was like, this is awesome. I pinned it to the top of the video. I was like, that's hilarious.
Nice.
Usually I just get angry and then work out. That's usually what happens. Like, I'll ignore it, and that's how I actually lost at the peak of my fiatness. I was 290 pounds, and
so half of Greg. Got it.
That was good. That was funny. That was and then one of my friends, Kenny, shout out Kenny, he was actually the one who like got me out of the crypto hole and forced an orange pill down my throat. And then also anytime he talked to me, he would just call me fat, and I didn't like that. And so I lost like 75 pounds in the course of like 2 months. Just like, I would get really angry and then just sprint around the building a couple times, do push-ups and lift. I'm like, I didn't have a gym or anything. I just would grab heavy things around the house and just lift them up. And somehow it worked, I guess.
That's what you got to do in Mississippi.
Weight loss through straight anger.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. If you tell me I'm fat, like a score product. It's my workout plan is simple: get someone to tell you you're fat, and then you will lose the weight.
Step three: profit.
Profit. Something. Something. Profit. So you just wait until Nashville. I'm going to be insane. That also doesn't mean, that's not an invitation for you to call me fat. Anyone listening, like, it does kind of hurt a little bit. Like, it's kind of like the natural come up of the.
Dude, I would never do anything to suggest you would be fat.
What? No. I'm just saying, anyone in the chat, I just don't want anyone just tweeting at me now and be like, hey, Tatum, turn up, you're fat. There's also a point of diminishing returns, guys. And then I'll just start crying. Anyway,
so the mustache thing.
Yeah.
Right? No. That's gonna. Nah, I'm not gonna. Nah, that's cool. You still like it?
Yeah, you know.
Is that
you're gonna, you're gonna keep on. Keep on having it.
I might.
I'm just asking.
Keep going higher. I want to see how high you can get.
I might.
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to shave it anytime soon.
You ever think you're more of a beard guy? Or...
Yeah, the only reason I actually started growing out my mustache was whenever I moved to Denver. I got on Tinder just to see what's going on, you know. It's whatever. And 8 out of 10 profiles, like, bonus points if you have a mustache. And I'm like, oh, I don't. And so I started growing it. And now my friends have told me that I objectively look worse without it. So I'm kind of at a weird point where, like, I can't shave it. So, and also, it hasn't helped out with the dating or anything either. So, it's kind of been all for naught.
For a second there, we were between two suns.
We were. I'd love to have, like, a second Sean clone and just have each Sean sitting on either side of me while I interview people.
We can do that, like, for the having party, Sean. Like, have, like, an image of yourself, like, in a cupboard, put in one inside, you be in the other one, and we have interviews, and we name it Between the Suns.
I'm actually really surprised that I have not gotten a cease and desist from whoever owns Between Two Ferns, but...
Galifianakis?
Yeah, I thought like NBC might own that or something. I don't know.
Wide reach.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe that's my goal, is to get a cease and desist, because right now I'm not even a blip on the radar. But
you're basically nobody until you get a cease and desist.
Exactly.
We should all be collecting cease and desists.
Right.
How I feel. I mean, I've only got one or two. But I feel like I could use it for a few more.
I think I got a cease and desist once, but I can't remember what the context was. I don't know. I could be making that up. It might have just been like one of those scenarios in my head when you're showering and you're like, oh yeah, I'm the main character. But I suffer from schizophrenia.
You're going to say schizophrenia like you can't stand up.
Greg had the best diss on someone. He said, you look like you're easy to draw.
Oh dude, that's my favorite insult, man. I actually used it on someone.
It's so much fun to use. Like
I was waiting to pull that out for someone who actually worked for it, and I don't even remember who it was, but I was just like, you look easy to draw, and I was like, nice.
And then someone drew him.
Yeah, you look easy to draw. You look like I can just take a pencil and draw you.
Oh my god.
Like, awesome. What? Is that a diss or is that not a diss?
Exactly. The best part is if you're present with the other person, then going.
How do you respond to that?
Oh my god. Do you ever watch Letterkenny?
Love Letterkenny.
Oh my god. That just seems like a hockey Shorty. Player or something. Yeah. Oh, dude, I watched all of Shorzy in like
easy to draw.
I watched Shorzy in like 3 days. It's such a good show.
It's so good. It's a niche.
Yeah.
Set of comedy. I don't even know if I said that right, but not everybody likes it. You either absolutely love it or like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
For that.
But you cannot argue. The soundtrack is absolute banger after banger. Like, I don't think there was a single song that played that I was not like, damn, this is hot.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of hot, all the girls on there are freaking fine.
All of them?
Most of them. Wait, who's the Gail? Owner?
The bartender?
Oh, yeah, no. Wait. Are we talking about Shorzy or Letterkenny? Because there's two different bartenders.
It's the same town. What are you talking about?
No, there's two different bartenders. Wait, I'm thinking, in Shorzy, I'm thinking about the
fucking embarrassing girl. Is what this is.
You're an embarrassment.
Sorry, fake fan.
He watched all the episodes in 3 days, but he can't remember the bartenders.
Nah, he definitely has a better grasp on reality than I do here. All right, so Tatum, we're getting towards the end of the show. So if you get if you had stuck on a desert island, you got 5 books that you can take with you. What are you taking?
God, how to build a boat out of nothing.
Is that actually a boat or a book?
Probably. Look it up and confirm for me. Attack on Titan, the final volume. And then the Bitcoin Standard three times. Yeah.
Why not the Bitcoin Standard plus the Fiat Standard plus Principles of Economics?
Well, if he has to give two out,
right? Yeah, the Bitcoin Standard floats better.
Yeah.
Does it?
But floats the better floating.
You're not going to take one Lord of the Rings book. Not one. You're not even going to take The Hobbit. Nothing. Just all Bitcoin.
No.
All right.
The only three Bitcoin books. That's only one Bitcoin book.
There's a book called How to Build a Boat.
The other one is a how-to video.
No, it's not a video. It's a book, sir.
And then one of them was Attack on Titan or something.
There is a book.
Shaving mustaches for dummies.
Hey, how about you shut up a little bit, okay?
Just a little bit.
Are we going to beef now?
A little bit of
Just a little.
A little bit of zip it.
Oh, Rob's just mad because he doesn't know any books.
Wait, hold on. Do y'all remember that clip of that Mateus guy or whatever where he's talking to this girl? He's like, oh, you are illiterate. And she's like, I'm not illiterate. He's like,
name 10 books.
5 books.
Yeah.
And she like couldn't. That's
the kid, right? It's a kid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Name 10 books.
She couldn't do it.
That's a good meme.
To an illiterate. She cannot even name 10 books.
He speaks kind of like Trump a little bit.
I was about to say, I feel like he has the best Trump impression.
Yeah. We should turn that into a meme.
I'm going to just start telling. If I disagree with someone, or especially if someone like schools me in like a Twitter fight, I'm just going to say, name 10 books. It's going to be my go-to.
Oh, you're a Bitcoiner? Name 10.
Oh, you name 10 books? You look easy to draw.
Oh, man.
How many Twitter fights are you losing?
Oh, none. Never lost.
Hard to lose a Twitter fight as a Bitcoiner.
Yeah. I actually got blocked by Tate Reeves, who's the governor of Mississippi, because I was getting in a lot of fights with him. But
now I know why you thought he was in Mississippi.
Yeah. You have a governor that blocked you, and you have a mayor of Denver who's your homie.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I need to hit up Lauren Boebert to see if she wants to hang out sometime. Colorado representative, crazy alt right.
Okay.
Absolutely insane baddie.
Someone get Tatum a girlfriend.
Didn't you recently get caught at like a theater giving a hand?
Yeah, I keep saying I want a shirt that says Lauren Boebert grabbed my dick in a Denver theater or something like that. I'm gonna get that shirt made. Yeah, that was wild because like the video shows like she was just straight up just like vaping, like blowing it straight up, and then she was like making out with whoever she was with. It was weird, super creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
What's creepier, the fact that she did it or the fact that we're all watching her do it on camera?
You live a public life. When you fuck up, it's gonna be public.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you,
Greg. Oh, okay. Tatum was, he was questioning for a second. He was questioning it. He was like, wait, what is more creepy?
Am I the creepy guy? Fuck.
Oh, man. Maybe I'm the problem. Shit.
Shit, I'm deleting that off my computer.
Can we remove this stream, actually?
Right. Does this one have to be recorded?
Tatum, you have some of the Meme Factory all in one place. Do you have any questions for us while that's happening?
Yeah. I think I had some questions. Where did I put my...
Check by the push-ups. They'll be there.
Huh? What? I'm not...
But not the push-up bras.
Let me pull out... Here we go.
Pull out? Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Out of the Meme Factory does not exist bag.
Yeah, this is actually just my glasses prescription that I just put in the bag to make it just so I could flex that I have the bag. I stole that from Mel in Vegas.
That worked.
Yeah. Where can someone else like give me a sandwich? Like I was kind of hoping that I had at least one sandwich, you know? Does anyone have one off the top of their head?
I don't got a sandwich, but I got a Hertz donut for you if you want.
All right, bet. No, but for real, what can we expect to the having party?
You have a what?
A Hertz what? Donut to Greg. You never had a Hertz donut before?
No, what the hell is that?
I'll show you at the having. I'll bring you a Hertz donut at the having party.
That doesn't sound good. What if I don't want you to bring me one?
I don't know if that thing can pass like a customs thing.
If my bulletproof,
it'll get through customs. They actually might make Hertz donuts in El Salvador. They might have some down there.
Costa Rica's equivalent of TSA pulled me in the no-no room whenever I was trying to leave. Asked me about the vest. I had to show them the raw footage of me and Jack Dorsey in the jungle. It was so weird.
Did they laugh?
No laughter at all. I tried egging on. I was like, see? And
do you think maybe you just didn't understand them laughing in Spanish?
No, it was very non-laughter. It's
the same thing, but they laugh like, yeah. Uh-huh.
They're J's.
YouTube comments from like 2012. No, but what's happening at the having party? What's a big make me an offer that I cannot miss this party. Like
want to miss getting your mustache shaved in front of all your adoring fans? All
right. Yeah. Well, I'm not coming anymore. Dad. Yeah, I was looking for.
I saw that going differently in my head.
Mustache protector on there for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out
to can y'all add Tatum's mustache as a guest speaker? Just the mustache. No Tatum.
We can add Tatum's mustache as a guest speaker. We added. We added Larry Lepard's polo closet.
Preston Pish's bookshelf.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. Every time I see Preston Pish in his little office, I think of Ty Lopez. Like, I feel like he's about to tell me how he bought a Lamborghini with knowledge.
I forgot about that guy.
He used to be like, he was like the Gary V.
Yes, he was the OG same. Gary V.
He was like, you gotta read one book every day.
So what I actually love more than Bitcoin, knowledge. I just installed my 53rd bookshelf to hold all the books I've been reading because they give me knowledge. God, I love Ty Lopez. He's my hero.
Knowledge gets me hard, and that's how I make money. And nobody's watching. Like, well, how did you make money? Right.
You guys are some haters, man. Shout out to Ty Lopez for making it big. He retired. He sweet toshied all of us once he got famous.
Look, man, he's got the knowledge.
He does. He's got the knowledge.
And
Sean, sell him on the having party. Come on, do this thing. Make him.
Yeah, can
make
we get Ty Lopez at the having party?
No, we're gonna Bunnies get
should say that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna get we're gonna have Yellow at the having party. We're gonna have Greg at the having party. And we're gonna do a roast. And you're gonna do it.
Oh, easy. You just gave me the easiest assignment. Like, if you would have given me like Rope or Pedro, I'd be like, oh, okay, let me try to prepare. But no, let me pull out my notes app right now. I already have stuff written down.
You got notes for roasting me just hanging around?
Just hanging around, yeah.
Nice.
He's prepared. He's prepared.
Like 400 degrees, butter and salt. Let it roast.
Greg's like, I respect that. I respect that about you. I'm down for a roast.
All right.
Well, just a heads up, I can dish it, but I can't take it, so I will cry.
You threatened that at least twice tonight.
Yellow has made Greg Foss and Preston Pish cry now, so you'll be the third.
Wait. Lies.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. But it's lies. I'm going to say lies.
Lies.
Protect my integrity.
Tatum, why would you not? Here's the better question. Let's flip it around. What? Why would you not come to the having party? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. Maybe money. All right. I'm poor. I live in Denver. I'm spending 80% of my paycheck on living.
Why did you move to Denver from Mississippi?
Change things up a little bit.
Money?
No, I moved for work. But
yeah, you got a better job.
I moved from Louisiana, which, dude, Louisiana was so much cheaper than Mississippi.
The sous chef position opened up at another PF Chang's, and they transferred you, right?
So I actually did. The first time I ever ate PF Chang's was actually in Denver. So.
Hey, I'm just working a piece.
He's got the fucking sous chef haircut too.
Yeah, I know, right? Thanks for explaining the joke again, Greg. You're great. You're doing great.
I'm not getting the reference because I'm an American, but I'm laughing.
Oh, fuck you, Yellow.
And we've degenerated. Rope.
Yo.
Can you give me a British impression?
I mean, I don't know. It's been so long. I don't know if I can. I said, "Oi, governor. G'day. Oi, I think you've answered these questions before, but if the meme factory did exist, we all know it doesn't, which one of us would you like? Which would you retweet? Which of us would you mute? And for bonus points, who would you zap?"
Okay. Let's see. I would, I would, oh man, this is tough. Stop doing that. I would like Sean.
Let's go.
I would retweet Greg for the meme of it, not anything serious.
No.
Man. I would mute Pedro because he's
already muted. Yeah.
Yeah. I would zap Rope, and then I would F Yellow.
You're gonna what, Yellow?
Was that not one of the options?
No, yeah, yeah.
No, that's actually my meme. Don't steal my meme.
Rope's memes always get stolen, so it's okay.
That's what we do, man.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I got a little emotional right there. That's my bad.
Sorry, I didn't know I stole your meme. I thought I was gonna F Yellow, but
no. I'll send you the gift.
I literally just read an ad read that was the joke was Yellow was doing my face.
Nah, it was a protector for your mustache.
With a
stabilizer when your mouth.
Yeah.
It was protecting it.
Yeah, it was protecting.
Yeah.
Protecting
it. Wild.
Sounding really ungrateful right now.
Yeah.
I feel like that's gaslighting.
It's not a threat.
Gaslighting. Would we get
it's not a threat.
We wouldn't gaslight him, would we?
Not a threat. It's not a threat. It's like an accident.
Gaslighting's not real. I'm just crazy.
All right, Tatum, take a minute and tell everybody where they can find you if they want to see any of your content.
I'd advise you against that, but if you do want to see me, I am Tatum Turnup on everything. Yep.
Just like it's spelled in your title here. Tatum, C-A-V-E.
Wait, Tatum what? Turnup. Yeah, Tatum Turnup, like turning up the volume. YouTube, Twitter, X, sorry. Noster, that's about where you can find me.
Excellent. Well, wanted to say thank you for coming in. Everybody can check the show notes. You can find out where to see Tatum and Pedro at some point. I imagine will play us out. Thanks everybody for showing up.